Hey everyone, welcome to this demo of Your Adventure. This is something I've been meaning to do for quite a while, and I've finally gotten around to doing it. And essentially what this is a combination of a few different things. Basically, you can walk around, you can fight things in like an RPG type of game, you can fish. You can cook different things. There are quests to do. There's a lot of things that you can do here, and I'm going to try to cover a lot of this. Now, I really haven't played this game in quite a long time, so I'm going to check this out for the first time in quite some time. This game has been out for a while. And there is an add-on, which I did purchase. So I'm running the game with the add-on, which is... it used to be called Castlevania.
Your Adventure Beta 4.2 with Arcadia. Your Adventure...
Oh, yeah. It's called Arcadia now. So the standard game is free, but if you want some additional features, like the castle and some quests in there, you have to pay... Oh, I want to say it's not very expensive. It was less than $10 to obtain this, and basically you pay using PayPal, and you'll get a link to download the version with the extra features. This is a BGT program, so you'll want to run it from an excluded folder, just in case your antivirus software might try to flag it. Anyway, I'm going to run the game. And
Your Adventure Beta 4.2.
Here we go.
Start a new adventure.
So, yep, we are running Beta version 4.2. I'm not sure why it's still called Beta, but whatever. Here we are in the menu. Up and down. Hang on a second. My headphones are driving me crazy. I'm using these different types of headphones here. There we go. I think that should adjust them just fine.
Load your last saved game. Pitch, raid 60, raid 55, raid 60. Start a new adventure. Load your last saved game.
So, up and down, move through menus. Enter chooses options. I'll get into most of the other keyboard commands as we get to them. The way this game works mostly, though, is you choose options from menus.
The goal of the game. Configure speech settings. View the credits. Exit the game. The goal of the game.
So let's read this here.
This will show the description of the goal in your adventure. Please press enter when you're done reading. The goal of the game.
Now, if I arrow down here.
The goal in your adventure. When it comes down to goals in this game, there are various paths you can take. You can roam around the world, training the various skills available. You can discover the various recipes available to cook, explore the world currently built, perform the various quests which are given by various NPCs you will discover while exploring. You can acquire combat points by fighting, and spend them on various skills by training with the skills trainer. Our vision for your adventure is that this world should become a world where every player will find something which suits him or her the best, to become a world where every player can live the life he or she wants to live in a fantasy world.
So I do like that this game can pretty much be anything you make of it. So if you enjoy doing specific activities over others, then this should be pretty cool.
A world that will tell a story on its own. The story how it all started many years ago, when Palantis wrote a game book about the world currently presented.
Palantis? I'm not sure.
Anyhow, if you got some suggestions for the next version, don't hesitate to contact us and share them. When it will fit in the world, it certainly will be looked into. We wish you a lot of fun. Non-Vin Games. The goal in your... Non-Vin Games.
Now, it's supposed to say Non-Vision Games. The website is nonvisiongames.com, I believe.
Welcome to your... Start a new adventure.
Alright, so...
Load your, the goal of the game. Configure speech settings.
Let's go into the options here.
Configuration keys. Up and down to cycle between options. Left and right to increase or decrease the selected option. Enter to activate a selection. Output mode. NVDA.
This is the output mode. If I hit enter here... Oh no, press the right arrow.
Set speech delay. Output mode. NVDA. Output mode. SAPI.
Actually, I hit the left arrow.
SAPI voice. Ivona 2 Sally OEM. Output mode. SAPI.
So you can toggle the output mode between NVDA or SAPI.
Output mode. NVDA.
If you choose SAPI, you can control the voice, the rate, things like that.
Set speech delay. Save. Set speech delay.
The speech delay, this is for the screen reader, so NVDA has some latency. Well, you can adjust how long the game waits before continuing to the next prompt, I guess, because when you're using the screen reader, it can't tell when it's done talking.
Your synthesizer will read some text. When your synthesizer says go, press the space bar. Mary had a little lamb, a little lamb, a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Go. Testing. Your new speech delay is 59 ms. This message is using the new speech delay settings. This string will interrupt the previous one if the speech delay was too short. Let's hope that it does not, though.
Okay, it looks like we're good to go.
Save. Settings saved. Well, start a new adventure.
So that's how you configure that setting.
Load the goal. Configure speech setting. View the credits. Exit the game. View the credits.
And you got credit info.
This page will list the people responsible for creating the game, and the people who have contributed so this would become reality. A big thanks to all. The game's credits.
Alright, I'm not going to read that. I'm just going to hit escape.
Welcome to your adventure beta 4.2. Please choose an option. Start a new adventure.
So here we go.
You just started a new adventure. Please fill out your desired name. Edit blank.
Alright, I'm going to type in my name. Just type in Chris.
C-H-R-I-S blank.
Now, because this is in BGT...
No objects inside. OK button. Please fill out your... OK, can't please fill out your desired name. Edit selected Chris.
Oh, actually, this is a standard okay edit
button.
Box.
Pressed. You have character creation.
Now, this...
Speech mode off. Speech mode B. Speech mode talk.
What,
Please select your preferred gender. Hit the one key to be a male, or the two key to be a female.
So I hit enter. I'm going to choose male.
Now we will generate an age between 18 and 25 for you.
So after a lot of these prompts, you just hit enter.
Welcome, Chris, to the world. You are male and are 25 years old. Are you feeling comfortable? Hit Y for yes, and to return to the main menu or escape to quit the game.
That is actually accurate. Yes, I just turned 25.
Please select the add-ons you want to play during this game. Select or deselect with the return button. Select the add-ons you want. The Arcadia add-on, this is currently off.
Alright, so hit down
here. Continue. The Arcadia add-on, this... The Arcadia add-on, this is currently off. You just turned on the Arcadia add-on. Please select the add-ons you... The Arcadia add-on, this is currently on.
So you hit enter to turn that on.
Continue.
I'm gonna down arrow to continue.
You're feeling comfortable. Your adventure will start.
And enter.
Bright colors splash over delicate blossoms accompanied by the smell of fresh clean things. The season is now spring.
Okay.
Dahlgren, City Square.
Okay, so actually I didn't have to do anything after hitting enter on continue. And here we are in the game. And if I arrow...
You have 25 hit points of the 25 maximal hit points. You have 15 energy of the 15 maximal energy. You are standing at Dahlgren City Square. Most of the people are smiling and laughing most of the time. These people have brown, blonde or red hair. There are some benches around this city square and there is a little sign for newcomers fixed to a nearby wall. You can go north, east, south and west. Go north, go east, go west, go south.
So this is basically how you control this game.
Talk with a skills trainer. Read the sign. Character information. You have 25 hit points of the 25 maximal hit points. Character information. Read the sign.
Now, there's some stuff here that I'm going to change in just a second, but let's go through some of these options here. I'm going to read this sign.
You start reading the sign. Scroll through this window with the up and down arrow keys and press enter when you are done. Welcome to Dahlgren. We are honored by your visit. Why don't you pay a visit to our docks? Our surrounding sea is renowned for our population of fish. We hope you enjoy your stay in Dahlgren. Sincerely yours, The Housing of the Lord of Dahlgram. Welcome to Dahlgram. You finish reading the sign. Carrick, you have 25 character. Read the talk with a skills trainer. You don't have enough training points to train in any of the available skills right now.
I can't do
Go
that.
Go fight some more and come back when you have enough points. The Adventurer's Trainer. You character info. Read talk with. Go south. Go west. Go. You can go north. Time. You are standing at Dahlgram. Time. You have character information.
Alright, let's go up to character information.
This is the overview of your character. Scroll through this menu with the up and down arrow keys, and press enter to select an option. Character information. Your name is Gris. You're 25 years old. You own 35 gold. You have 25 hit points of the 25 maximal hit points you can have. You have 15 energy. The season is now spring. You have the following quest accepted, no quest accepted with a requirement none. You currently have the following random quest accepted, no random quest accepted. View your completed quests. View achievements. View your skill levels. Your inventory. Configure options. View your purchased add-ons. Save the game. Exit to main menu. Go back to the game.
So there's all your options.
Your name is Gris. Go back. View. Configure app. Your inventory. View your skill levels. Your configure
let's
options.
Look at the options.
Please select the options category you want to adjust. Game options. Adjust the music settings. Adjust the speech settings. The status blocker is currently off. Hit the return button to toggle.
Now, the status blocker will hide the information in the menus about your health and energy, I believe.
Brief mode is currently off. Hit the return button to toggle.
Brief mode, I think, makes some more messages less detailed.
Go back. The status, you just made the status bar hidden. Adjust the music set. Go back. This is the overview of your character. Your name. Go back to dog. You are standing at character information. Read the song. Your time. You can go. Go eat. Go.
So,
go south.
As you can tell, I just turned off the reporting of status info because you don't really need it. A lot of this stuff you can get with hotkeys. If I hit number one,
you have 25 of 25 horsepower.
That's HP. I don't know why it says horsepower. A lot of computer voices do that, and I'm not really sure why. Probably because it sees HP and it thinks it's the acronym or the yeah.
You have 15 of 15 energy.
So one tells you your health, two tells you your energy. I'm using the numbers on the top row. I don't think the numpad works.
Left. D.
Wait.
Numlock on.
Let's turn numlock on. Yeah, the number pad doesn't work.
Numlock off.
So I'm using the top row of numbers. So if I hit number three.
You have 35 gold pieces. You have 0 quest points.
Number four is quest points.
You have the following quest accepted, no quest accepted with a requirement none. You currently have the following random quest accepted, no random quest accepted.
Alright. F1.
Saving. Please wait. Your progress is now saved.
F1 will save your game.
This is your inventory. Select a category to access the items you have. Your inventory. Resources. Tools. Combat. Food. Combat usables. Food. Miscellaneous. Go back.
F3 is inventory, which I'll talk about in a bit once I get
Dahlgram.
Some stuff. That's it.
You are standing character info. Read the sign. Character time.
All right.
Or something. You can go east.
So let's
go west. Go north. Go east.
Let's go east.
Dahlgram Market Street. You are walking over at Dahlgram's Market Street. Various shops are lined up here, but all seem too busy to take note of you. There is one entrance to the south with seem quite quiet. This exit leads to the general store of Dahlgram. The road continues to the east and leads to the gates, while to the west the road leads to the city square. Go east, go west, go south. Character info, go south. The Dahlgram shop. You're standing in the Dahlgram shop in which you see various tools fixed to the walls intended for adventuring and self-defense. The shopkeeper looks.
Sorry, my headphones are a little wonky. I'm using a different pair of headphones because the one I was using kind of broke. All right.
Up and smiles at you. He seems ready to serve you. Go north and leave the shop. Buy small potions for 4 gold each. Buy large potions for 8 gold each. Buy shurikens for 5 gold each. Buy a fishing pole for 10 gold. Buy a harvesting basket for 15 gold. Character information.
So, let's see.
You have 35 gold pieces.
I've got some gold.
Buy shurikens for 5 gold each.
Mm.
How many shurikens do you want to buy? Edit blank.
I think these are weapons. Let's get 4 of them.
The doll groom shop.
And if I hit number 3.
You're standing in the doll groom shop. You have 15 gold pieces.
There we go.
Up, buy large potions. Go north, buy small potion. Buy shurikens for buy a fishing pole for 10 gold.
Let's get a fishing pole.
You bought a fishing pole from the shopkeeper for 10 gold. You now own a fishing pole.
And if I wait long enough, I believe...
You're standing in the character information.
Oh, well.
Buy shurikens for 5 gold each.
Maybe not. I thought if I waited long enough, it would read what was next, but I had to press the arrow key.
Go up and go north and leave the shop.
All right, so let's get out of here.
Dahlgren Markets, you are walking over a character. Go south, go west.
I'm pretty sure if I go east, that will take me out of the town. I don't want to do that yet.
Go south, go west. Dahlgren, you are standing the character. Read this, talk with, go south, go west.
Let's go.
Go south.
Go west.
Dahlgren Shrimp Lane. You are walking along Dahlgren's Shrimp Lane. There are various market stalls selling various types of fish, but all of them seem closed at the moment. The reason why those stalls are selling fish becomes clear to you when you smell the salty smell of the sea. The sea must be nearby. You can go north, east, and west. Go north.
Let's go north here.
The Dahlgren Sewers. You are standing on a pretty wet surface, covered in some dust and slime. Water is coming out of the great sewer pipe in front of you. The dust, slime, and water don't cover everything. You are able to spot a hole in the ground which leads you into the sewers. Go east, go south, go down into the sewers. Character and go south.
Wait, so if go I go east...
Dahlgren's Religion Street.
Okay, this takes me back into the city. I don't want to go in the sewer yet.
You are standing on Dahlgren's Religion Street. You see various windows of houses with closed curtains. It is clear that the people in this street aren't awake yet. In front of you, to the north, lies the entrance of the Temple of the Gods. By going west, you will enter the sewer system, and by going south, you will arrive at the city square of the city. Go north. Go west. Go north. Temple of the Gods.
So here's the temple.
You are standing in Algrim's Temple of the Gods. Various gods can be worshipped here. There are huge statues of the various gods standing alongside every wall, and lots of people are kneeling in front of the statues. And the various altars, there is a priest greeting the visitors. The only exit leads south, back onto Religion Street. To the north, the entrance to the Dahlgren Graveyard is available.
Alright, sorry guys, my headphones are driving me crazy.
Go south, talk to the priest, enter the graveyard, character and talk to the priest. Good day to you, Chris, and I bid you welcome to our grand temple. How might I be of service to you, Temple of the Gods, talking to the priest.
So now if I hit down arrow.
Request a new life. Request a random quest. Enter the quest point shop. Take your leave. Enter the quest point shop.
I don't think that'll work yet because I don't have quest points.
Request a random quest. The woodsman near the Dahlgren Woods is currently looking for some help. Please report to him to find out on what he wants. The priest quickly explains. Good day to you, Chris, and I bid take your leave. You bid the priest a farewell and continue on your journey. Temple of the God. You are standing in all statues of the various gods.
Alright, give me just a second. I'm gonna...
Your adventure. Audacity. Audacity.
I'm gonna pause the recording and try to fix my headphones. Alright, so I just got my random quest.
Temple of the... And the various altars. Your character. Enter the graveyard.
Which I'll take a look at here in just a second. Let's go in the graveyard. I think there's just enemies in here, but let's see.
The entrance of the graveyard. You are standing at the start of the Dahlgren Graveyard. Various marble gravestones stand in front of you, row by row, slowly disappearing from view in the distance. You also feel a very uncomfortable feeling, a deep chill. Something, or some things are roaming around freely here. You can go north and south. This exit leads back into the temple. Go north. Go south and a small warning sign screams for attention. Character info.
Okay.
Go south and return to the temple. Go north. A small, please be very careful when you want to fight ghosts without proper preparation. These ghosts normally are immune to physical attacks, so be careful.
Oh. Well, then maybe I shouldn't be here.
Character information. You are standing a small go south and
go back here.
Temple of the your character enter the talk to the priest. Go south. Dahlgren's character go south. Dahlgren city square character read this talk with go south.
Let's go south.
Dahlgren household street. You are walking over at Algrim's household street. You see various companies dealing in stuff for houses. You also can see various people sitting and chatting and drinking in front of a building to the south. There is lying some food on the ground near them, pleasing the rats what scurry around in search of food.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the guy who made this, his native language is not English. So there will be some weird translation issues and just... it'll read really weird.
Go north, go south, adjusting Bart. Character information, adjusting Bart.
Wait, what's this?
Hello there, my good adventurer. You look like the musical kind of type. May I request one gold piece from you? In return, I will sing a song for you. What do you say? Hit the Y button to accept my offer, or the N button to decline it, the gesturing Bart.
Sure, why not?
The Bart stands up, chins his instrument, and reminds you to press the return button to scroll past the lines he sings. Then he starts.
That's breaking the fourth
wall.
Hello,
my dear children, and come close, and let me tell a story which is an old wife's tale, I suppose, the Curse of Arcadia.
Now, I'm not doing anything, I'm just... Oh, well, I guess I do have to hit enter.
Deep down in the cellar, hidden from sight, shelters a creature from light. No one dares to venture there, so the stories remain unproven and are sang alongside snare. But the tales fill us with dread, the ones laying eyes upon that hidden thing have been reported dead. So be careful when you travel to the land of might, when not careful, your reward will be eternal night. The Bart finishes his song, a look of terror on his face.
And I think it's trying to say Bard.
Dahlgrim Household Street, character info, adjusting, go south.
Alright, let's go south.
The Tavern of Dahlgrim. You are standing in Dahlgrim's Tavern, a warm feeling spreads through your body when you look to the inviting bar, the clean tables and the great fireplace. Lots of people are sitting to the tables and to the bar and eating and drinking cool glasses with drinks you can't recognize in the light that is in this comfortable tavern. Go north. The horrified bartender. Use the oven. Play a dice game with a gambling kobold. Rent a room for 4 gold to rest. Character information. You hear the bartender talking quietly. It disappears. What disappears, you ask? The food out of our stack piles. Some of it is chewed upon. You look like a capable warrior. Tell you what. Kill 5 rats located in the sewers and I will pay you handsomely. Hit Y to accept my offer or N to decline it.
This is a quest?
Thanks a lot, the bartender says. Please report back to me when you have killed 5. You are standing in all character information. The horrified bartender. You approach the bartender, who gives you a quick glance and says, you have killed 0 rats of the 5 I require. Don't...
Wait, ooh, I missed that. What was that?
You are standing a character in a room play. You, the horrified bar... You approach the bartender, who gives you a quick glance and says, you have killed 0 rats of the 5 I require.
So, it's...
Don't let the brave escape you. I am sure you can solve this for me.
Yeah... A lot of these messages are on timers because of the screen reader, and it would be nice if I could just hit enter to scroll these.
Character information. Rent a room. Play it. Use the horrified bomb. Use the oven. Select a food to cook. Cooking. Gather some water. Back to last. Gather some water. Back to last visited location. Gather some water. You walk over to the sink. Look around for a bucket. Pick up the bucket and fill it with water. You got 1 bucket of water. You now have 1. Select a food, gather some water, back to last visited location.
Okay, this lets you cook. I don't think I have materials yet.
Returning to the last visited location of the game. The Tavern of Dahl, character, rent, play a dice game with a gambling kobold. You walk over to a much darker corner of the tavern in which a black-skinned kobold zips from a cool glass of ale. Hello, the kobold greets you. Do you want to play a simple dice game where the luck is in the dice? When the amount you roll is 7 or higher, then I will double your bet. When the amount is 6 or lower, I will keep your bet. What do you say? The kobold zips from his glass again before adding, hit the Y button to accept the game, or N, to decline.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much gold I have left.
Bet. Place your bet at a blank.
Do 5.
I'm at the Tavern of Dahlgrim.
Oop. What the heck just happened here? Mister. Hit enter.
You are standing in Dahlgrim's character information. You have 4 gold pieces.
Oh.
Rent a room for play a die. Use the play. You walk over to a much darker corner of the tavern in which a place your bet at a blank.
Let's do 3.
The Tavern of Dahlgrim. You rolled 3 and 2 for a total of 5. You lose. The kobold grants and puts your 3 gold in his purse. You now have 1 gold left.
Nah.
Character information. Rent a room. Play a dice game with a gambling kobold. You walk over to a much darker.
Sure, we'll do one more.
Place your bet at a blank. the Tavern of Dalgrim. You rolled 6 and 6 for a total of 12. The kobold growls angrily for a long 10 seconds, then finally throws 3 gold pieces right at you. You manage to catch and gather them all. You now have 3 gold. You got 4 experience. You now have 4 gambling experience. You need 25 total experience to gain a level.
I guess you have a level for gambling.
Character information.
So yeah,
you are standing around a room for 4 gold to rest.
You can gamble in this game if I... let's try this.
You don't have enough gold. Our tavern doesn't rely on free gifts.
Mm.
You are standing at the great fireplace. You have 3 gold pieces.
Oh, I don't have enough gold.
Wreck, go, the hearth, go, nor, the 2 thieves.
So, randomly, this will happen to you. Let's see. If that music would stop playing.
As you're walking past a large warehouse, you are confronted by 2 thieves. When you tell them you don't have the demanded amount of gold with you, they beat you senseless. You have lost 3 hit points.
And...
Dalgrim House, you are walking over at all...
Yeah.
You have 3 gold pieces. Character info, adjusting Bart. Go south, go north, there's lines, go north.
At least they didn't take my gold.
Dalgrim, city square, you are standing character. Read this, talk with, go south, go west.
So, let's see, let's go west here.
Dalgrim Shrimp Lane. Character in from go west, go east, go north. You can go east, go west. You make your way down the slope toward the docks, fishing docks of Dalgrim. You are standing at the docks of Dalgrim. Your surroundings give you an overwhelming look at the sea and the surrounding world. Not far. In distance, you see parts of a sandy beach where the sea is dropping its load of salt from time to time. You can see a man who seems a little upset standing not far from you. You can go east. Go east, throw out your fishing pole. Walk up to the old fisherman. Character information. Walk up to the old fisherman. Looks like Dalgrim has another small shrimp who thinks it's able to fish before being able to swim, huh? Well, tell you what, lobster brain, shall I give you any information any crab can understand? Or do you want to try first for yourself? Hit the Y button to hear my explanation, or in to refuse my help, the docks, the fisherman.
So this guy will teach you how to fish.
The fisherman tosses a scroll of paper to you. When you catch it surprised, the fisherman tells you you shouldn't think he is going to explain it all day long and advises you to read the scroll. Hit enter when you are done, he adds, after he starts to observe the area again. Any fish in the sea surrounding our realm has its own size. When you throw out your pole.
So now I'm pressing down arrow and it's reading the instructions to me.
You have to keep the size in mind, cause the larger the fish, the greater its chance to escape. When it comes down to small fishes, their chance of getting reeled in is almost twice as high in comparison with the large ones. The medium-sized fishes are in between. You can enlarge your chances of successfully reeling in a fish by releasing the line a bit. When releasing the line, the fish gets more tired, thus enlarging your success rating in catching it.
Hmm.
But keep in mind, worm brain, when releasing the line, the fish also can escape. The gods luckily grant an exp point each time you manage to let the fish escape while trying to reel it in. This does not mean you get this favor when you release your line. Now, get out of my sight, and start catching fishes, will you? The city doesn't life on hollow words. As said, press enter to close the screen. Fishing docks of Dalgrim, you are standing at the character. Walk up and throw out your fishing pole.
So let's try fishing here.
You throw out your pole and away to bite.
Now the problem is, oh, you know what, I don't know what the keys are for this.
Too bad, nothing wants to bite for now. You take the pole out of the water. Character information. Walk up, throw out your fishing pole.
Let's try it one more time.
You throw out your pole and away to bite. Too bad, nothing wants to bite for now. You take the pole out of the... Character, walk, throw out your fishing pole.
Let's try this again here.
You throw out your pole and away to
one
bite.
One more time.
You got a bite. It's a medium one. So, try to reel it in. Release the line a bit. Let it go. Try to reel it in.
So, you get a menu here. It tells you what type of fish.
Release the line a bit.
Let's do this.
You release the line a bit, giving the fish more room to swim and get more tired. Select what you want to do with the hooked fish. Try to release the... Let it go. Try to reel it in. It got away, but the struggle with the fish made you a bit more experienced. You got 1 fishing experience.
Okay.
Fishing docks of dog character. Walk up to throw out your... You throw out your pole and away to bite.
I'm not very good at this. Let's try this again. One more time. And then we'll look at doing some other activities here.
You got a bite. It's a small one. Try to release the line and try to reel it in. It got away, but the struggle with the fish made you a bit more experienced. You got one fishing experience.
Nah.
Fish, you are stand in dist. You can go east. Throw out your go east. You walk up the slope toward the city. You are one of them seen close. Becomes clear.
So, that's how that works, basically.
Saving, please wait. Your progress is now saved.
You saved the game.
Of them, you are one character. Go west, go east.
Let's go.
Dogram, city square. You are standing at character inf. Read this talk with go south, go west, go east, go north. Dogram's religion street. Character inf. You are stand. Go south, go west. The Dogrim sewers. Character, go down into the sewers.
Let's go into the sewer.
You enter the sewers. The entrance of the sewers. You are standing in the entrance of the sewers. The water is still dripping down from the wall. You can see. You hear strange noises coming from the dark. There are three exits you can go. The fourth one, the exit leading up, leads back to the exit of the sewers. Go north. Go east. Go west. Go north.
Let's go north.
The center of the sewers. You are standing in the center of the sewers of Dalgrim. Squeaky noises and growls can be heard from everywhere around you, and various times you see the glow of eyes peering at you before the glows disappear. Your foot step in little pools of disgusting water and you wonder why the citizens of Dalgrim don't care about what they throw away. You can go north, east, west and south. Go north. Go east. Go north. You found a shuriken. You now have five. The northern end of the sewers. You are standing at the northern end of the sewers of the city of Dalgrim. There is a hole. Bunch of corpses lying here. It seems this part is used as a graveyard. You can go east, west, or south.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Go east, go west, go south.
Like, they toss their dead into the sewers. That's kind of gross.
Character in, you are standing at the north.
I'm gonna save the game again.
Saving, please wait. Your progress is now saved. But you can go east, go west.
Let's go over here.
The northwestern corner of the sewers. You are standing in the northwestern corner of the sewers of the city of Dalgrim. This seems to be the drinking facility of this creepy place. Lots of creatures are hastily hiding themselves as you near them. You can see their eyes glancing in the dark spots they use. Why you can go east or south? Go east, go south, character, go east. The northern end of the character, go south, go west, go east. The northeastern corner of the sewers. You are standing in the northeastern corner of the sewers of Dalgrim. You don't know if it is your imagination which plays up, but it seems that there are lying various teeth and limbs of rats and other creatures here. What kind of community is this? You can go west or south. Go west, go south, character, go south.
Yeah, so the sewer is broken up into quadrants, as you can tell.
Go south. The eastern end of the sewer. You are standing at the eastern end of the sewers of Dalgrim. At your feet lies a carcass of a rat youngling. You realize that it lies with its head in a pool with dirty water. Probably it was drowned. The floor is covered in garbage and you wonder once again why the citizens of Dalgrim don't care about their system of sewers. You can go north, west or south. Go north, go west, go south. The southeastern corner of the sewers. You are standing in the southeastern corner of the sewers of Dalgrim. You could have sworn that a dirty looking rat just scurried away. The wall you see is covered in a substance you don't want to think about too much. You can go north and west. Go north, go west, character info, go west.
Now I think as you walk around here you'll randomly fight things.
The entrance of the sewers. You are stand can see there are three. Go north, go east, go west. The southwestern corner of the sewers. You are standing in the southwestern corner of the sewers of Dalgrim. A little pool of water is lying here and you decide to don't walk through it since the water looks pretty disgusting. The bottom half of the wall where the pool lies in front of is pretty clean. Probably the water has taken the dirt off of the wall. Various mushrooms are sprouting near the pool, but they aren't looking at trees to you. You can go north and east. Go north, go eat, character, and go north.
Okay, this is disgusting.
The western end of the sewers. You are standing at the western end of the sewers of Dalgrim. You see various prints leading in various directions, it seems. The population of the sewers is pretty large and diverse. You also see different pieces of garbage which are chewed upon. You to think in which the population of the sewers is pretty large and diverse. You also see different pieces of garbage which are chewed upon. You try not to think in which state the unnamed creatures are who ate from this rubbish. You can go north, east, or south. Go north, go east, go south, character and go south, go east. You find a small potion lying around here. You now have one. The center of the sewer. Your time. You can go north. You found a single gold piece. You now have four gold. The northern end. Your bunt. You can go east. The northeastern.
Just wandering
around. That you can go west, go south. The eastern end. Your that you can go north, go west. You will fight with a rat. Your enemy will go first. The center of the sewers. Your enemy considers you.
All right,
rat's turn.
Someone hit B to block.
Block.
So, combat is a little weird in this game. I think A attacks.
Attacks you, dealing 2 damage. You have 20 hit points left, and the momentum remains with your opponent. Your enemy considers you.
So I'm gonna hit A.
Block. The rat found a weak spot on your body. The rat attacks you, dealing 4 damage. You have 16 hit points left, and the momentum remains with your opponent.
You can hit 1 and 2.
Block.
Wait a minute, I'm sure.
You flee from combat.
Okay, so R
the center of the sewers.
R makes me run away.
Your time. You can go north. The northern end. You can go east. You'll fight with a mud blob. You'll go first. The northeastern corner of the sewers. You consider your enemy. You don't have any action points left. You consider your enemy. Hit it. The mud blob blocks your attack and the momentum swings its way.
Okay, so
H. Your enemy considers you.
H will make you hit.
The mud blob attacks you, dealing 3 damage. You have 13 hit points left and the momentum remains with your opponent. Your enemy considers you.
I don't like the combat system in this game.
Block.
No, want it. Come on.
The mud block found a weak spot on your body. The mud blob attacks you, dealing 9 damage. You have 4 hit points left and the momentum remains with your opponent.
Okay. Yeah.
Block.
So, okay, I'm gonna... Can I quit out of here?
You flee from combat. The northeastern...
Okay.
You are standing in the northeastern corner.
Let's see, how do you go back to the main menu?
Are you sure you wish to exit the game? Progress will not be saved. Yes, quitting the game.
That's fine.
Welcome to your adventure. Start and load your list, checking if a previously saved game is present. Game loaded.
Load the game.
The northern end of the sewers. You are standing at the character. Go south. The center of this character. Go south. You find a small potion lying around here. You now have one. The entry. Character. Go up. Go west. Go east. Go north. There are 3 exits you can go. Go up.
Yeah, so you're supposed to be able to battle things in here. I really don't like the combat system. But yeah, H is supposed to let you hit things. B is block. I think D will tell you a description of the enemy, and then you're supposed to be able to check your health and the enemy's health.
Go up. The Dahlgrim sewers. Character info. Your stick. Go down in. Go south. Go east. Go south. Dahlgrim character. Go west. Go east.
Alright, so...
Dahlgrim character. Read. Talk. Ghost. Go west. Go east.
Let's actually leave and explore a bit of the environment.
Dahlgrim Market Street character. Ghost. Go west. Go east. The Gate of Dahlgrim. You are standing within the gates of Dahlgrim. From here, great adventures will await you. You can go east and leave the city, or go west and turning back to Dahlgrim's Market Street. Go east, go west, character, and go east. You pack your things and set off to the Dahlgrim grain fields.
Okay. Here we are.
The map. After a quick nap, your energy has been refilled with 2 energy points.
Okay.
You are standing in the grain field near Dahlgrim. The fields you see appear to be harvested recently. It seems that finding grain will be a challenge. The road is covered in dust, and at some distance you see an older woman harvesting the grain. There are 4 paths available. The northern leads to the mill. The southern one lets you continue following the road. The eastern leads up the path, which leads to a castle of some kind, and the western one leads back to Dahlgrim. Go north, go east, go west, go south.
So, let's see here.
You have 3 gold pieces.
I'm gonna save the
game. Saving, please wait. Your progress is now saved. The harvesting woman, try to harvest some grain. Character in, truck the heart. Hello there, Chris. What a beautiful day to be in the open and look at the surrounding world while harvesting my grain. Why don't you help yourself to a few bashes of grain as well? The woman hands you a dull-looking scythe, after which she continues her harvesting.
Okay.
You are standing. Check your character information. Challenge. Truck the harvesting woman. Ghost, go, go, go. There are challenge. You are stand challenge. The road is covered in dust.
That's part of the text.
There are go, go, go west, go south. The harvesting. Try to harvest some grain. You haven't anything with you. You can store the harvestables in.
Yeah, and I don't have enough gold. Okay.
Character information. Try to the harvest. Go south.
Let's go.
Go, go east. Go north. You enter the mill. The Algrim Mill. You are standing in the mill located in the Algrim grain fields. A comfortable fireplace is burning in the corner, where various chairs are placed around it. A little girl is watching you from one of the chairs. You also can see a kitchen and another room which leads to the shop of the mill. Go north, go east, go south, go to the kitchen to a little girl, go to the kitchen to cook something. A little girl, character in from a little, the little girl smiles sweetly up at you as you approach. My mommy's out in the grain fields if you want to talk to her, she says before turning back to her work with intense concentration.
Huh?
You are standing, a character, a little girl, go to the kitchen to cook something. Select a food to cook, gather some water, back to last, gather some water. Back to last, returning to the last visit
of location. I don't have anything to cook.
Character info, a little girl, go to the kitchen, go south, go eat, go north. Dahlgrim Mill, room for grinding. This is the mill's room for grinding grain into flour. Two huge stone slabs shaped in a circle are placed horizontally in the middle of the room. The top one slightly above the bottom one. You can put batches of grain between them and the two slabs will grind the batches of grain to flour. The fear of the flour being spilled all throughout the room is present, but a soft whispering in your ear tells you that you shouldn't fear that. You look around you in shock, but there is nobody. You can go flour being spilled all throughout the room is present, but a soft whispering in your ear tells you that you shouldn't fear that. You look around you in shock, but there is nobody. Probably the stories of mills possessing an ancient presence is probably true. You can go south. Go south, grind some grain. Character info, grind. You don't have any grain to grind.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Character information. Grinds. Go south.
Obviously, I'm not going to show you everything. This is kind of meant to be more of an overview.
The Algrim character. A little. Go to the kit. Go south. Go east.
Let's just keep it exploring here.
Dahlgrim Mill Shop. This is the shop of the Mill of Dahlgrim. Various stacks of flour bags and piles of hair in two of the corners behind the counter. A friendly clerk is looking you over, from head to toe, to see if you wish her to be of service. A rather strange decision to have this kind of uncertain person behind a counter, but you can go. Friendly clerk is looking you over, from head to toe, to see if you wish her to be of service. A rather strange decision to have this kind of uncertain person behind a counter, but well. You can go west. Go west. Talk to the shopkeeper. Character info. Talk. The shopkeeper greets you with a warm smile. What do you want to sell to our mill? Sell grain for 3 gold each. You have 0. Sell flour for 4 gold each. You have 0. Back to the mill. Sell grain. Back to the mill.
So, if you harvest things, you can sell them, or you can use them to cook.
The shopkeep.
So, this is the mill.
Character,
definitely
talk
not
to the shop, go west.
A game for, like, playing live, just because I could sit here for hours, and you'd probably get bored.
You can go west. The Algrim character,
but
a little girl, go to the, go south, go east, go south.
Let's go south, go back
you
over
leave
here.
The mill heading back.
Okay.
The grain fields up. Character information.
Alright, save the game.
Saving. Please wait. Your progress is now saved.
I'm gonna look at this castle in just a little bit.
Try to. The heart goes out. Go west. Go south.
Let's go south.
The road leading from or to the city of Dahlgrim. You are standing on the southern road which is covered in dust and leads from into the city of Dahlgrim. On one side of the road, a line of green bushes is growing and blooming and insects are flying around them. On the other side of the road, in western direction, the road continues, while the path to the north leads back to the grain fields of Dahlgrim. Go north, go west, a little signpost off fixed to a character information. A little, you look at the weathered sign fixed to a nearby tree. It reads.
Now, I'm not sure if I have to hit enter or just wait. Let's see.
By following this road, you will arrive at the forest near Dahlgrim. This forest.
Okay, so I just had to hit the down arrow.
Is the property of the Lord of Dahlgrim. Make sure to not harm the forest, otherwise it will be avenged. The householding of the Lord of Dahlgrim. By following this road, you will arrive at the forest near you finish reading.
Alright, so hit enter.
Character info. You are at the road on the up. Go north, go west.
Let's go into the forest.
The road continues. You are standing on the southwestern road from and toward the city of Dahlgrim. There are fallen leaves scattered around on the road. It is clear that you are reaching a forest. You see a small hut, built of wooden logs and yellow-colored straw as roof. The path leading south lets you enter the forest, the path to the west continues the road, while the path to the east leads back to Dahlgrim. The road continues in western direction. Go east, go west, go south. The woodsman's hut. Character in the woodsman's hut. The woodsman's hut. This is the woodsman's hut. A comfortable fireplace has been placed to the far end of the room, and a few oak wood chairs are set around a solid wooden table. A thick smoke is drifting under the roof, which smells like the hut is on fire. The woodsman is preparing a meal in the kitchen. He looks up and looks you over. You can go south. Go south and talk with the woods. Go south and leave the hut. Talk character and talk with the woodsman. Hi there, did the priest of the temple send you here? Well, okay. In the forest we have a population of wolf pups. They can be quite savage, which can be bad for the greenery in the forest. I intend to find out on what brings damage to the forest. Could you fight a wolf pup and bring me its body so I can study it?
Oh crap. Fine, I'll say yes.
This is the woodsman's hut. A character in talk with the woods. You already have a quest. The woodsman says, please complete that first.
Okay.
This is the wood character talk with the go south. The road continued. You are the road. It is clear. Saving. Please wait. Your progress is.
Saving. Your stone's
character. The woodsman's go south. Go west. Go south. The entrance to the Dahlgrim Forest. You are standing on a path covered with dirt and fallen leaves. In front of you, in southern direction, the forest thickens and the leaves covering the path start to appear in huge amounts. The sunlight still lights the path in front of your feet, but you hesitate if it will still light your path when you walk under the canopy of the forest. To the south, the path leads deeper into the forest. When you look back, you see the northern path leading out of the forest. Go north, go south, character and go the forest pathway. The canopy above your head gets thicker and the trees seem taller, casting dark shadows as well. The forest floor is covered with a carpet of leaves and dried twigs, crunching and snapping when you tread on them. There are four exits you can go: north, east, west, and south. Go north, go east, go south, character and go south. You follow the path toward the south. The leaves are increasing in amount. You feel a brush past your lower legs. You look downward in shock, but don't see anything. Probably better to move on. You can go north and south. Go north, go south, character, go south. You'll fight with the wolf pup. You'll go first.
So hit H.
Hit it. You hit the wolf pup, dealing 4 damage. It still has 20 hit points left. The momentum remains yours. You consider your enemy.
H.
Hit it. The wolf pup blocks your attack and the momentum swings its way.
Ah, crap, okay.
Your enemy considers you. Wolf pup's turn. Block. The wolf pup attacks you, dealing 3 damage. You have 19 hit points left and the momentum remains with your opponent.
I don't like this combat. Can I hit it again? Come on, H. H. I don't get how this is supposed to work.
This small wolf pup has a slightly dirty gray fur, 2 curious but yet vicious eyes and a beak earlier capable of biting than licking your hand in affection.
That's the description.
Your enemy considers you. Block.
Alright, so I'm hitting B. I should be able to block.
The wolf pup attacks you, dealing 4 damage. You have 15 hit points left and the momentum remains with your opponent. Your enemy considers you. Block.
I don't get this.
The wolf pup attacks you, dealing 3 damage. You have 12 hit points left and the momentum remains with your opponent.
There's gotta be something I'm missing.
The block.
Come on, let me hit it. Yeah, either the combat system in this game is really bad or I'm just not doing something right. Let me, what the hell, it just, like, locked up. Totally locked up. Okay, I'm not sure what's going on here.
Wolf pup's turn. You.
I guess I blocked it. Okay.
You consider your.
Oh.
You hit the wolf pup, dealing 2 damage. It still has 18 hit points left. The momentum remains yours.
Okay.
You consider your.
Can I hit it again? Come on.
You found a weak spot in the wolf pup's body. You hit the wolf pup, dealing 7 damage.
There we go.
It still has 11 hit points left. The momentum remains yours.
Okay, I think so.
You consider your enemy. Hit it. The wolf blocks your attack and the momentum swings its way. Your enemy considers you. Right, wolf so pup's turn.
I think I'm getting
half. The wolf pup breaks through your defenses and deals 2 damage to you. You have 10 hit points left and the momentum remains with your opponent.
Okay.
Your enemy considers you.
Block.
Block. The wolf pup found a weak spot on your body. The wolf pup attacks you, dealing 6 damage.
Oh,
you have 4 hit points left and the momentum remains with your opponent. Your enemy considers you. The wolf pup found a weak... The wolf pup attacks you, dealing 4 damage. You collapse to the ground. You just died. You still have 2 lives left. Dahlgram, City Square, your standard character. Read this, talk with, go south, go west, go east. Dahlgram, care, go east. The gate of dog, care, go east. You can go.
That's
you pack
fine.
Your thing.
So, let's go here. I think what I'm going to do.
The grain fields outs, character, try the harvest, go south, go west, go south. The road leading from Ort, character,
so,
in a little, go west, go north. On the other side, go west. The road continues, character, the woodsman, go south, go west.
Alright, so.
Saving, please wait. Your progress is now saved.
Yeah, that's basically the forest. I think there's stuff in there to fight. I don't get the combat system in this game. It's really weird.
Go east, go west.
Let's go somewhere else here. Let's go west.
Character information. You are walking along an east-west road, either side of which is dotted by small bush, sky strips. You can go east and west. Go east, go west. Character, go. You can. Sky stretches blue and this. You are walking along an east-west road, either side of which is dotted by small bushes and shrubs. The sky stretches blue and the sun shines bright high above you. You go east, go west.
Let's go west here. And see what we can find.
You are standing on a sandy surface. Surrounding you, you see great laps of sand, and in front of you, the bright blue water of the sea can be seen. Waves are rolling toward you, some of them much taller than you are, but they break as soon as they reach shore. Seagulls are flying high above you. The air is filled with their gawks. You can go east, back to the road you just left, or continue exploring the beach. Go east, go west. Character information. Go west. The beach entrance. You reach the end of the east-west road. In front of you stretches a landscape covered in sand, and the cry of seagulls can be heard clearly from above and a little way off. The sound of gentle waves stroking the sandy shore and lapping playfully against distant unseen rocks carries on the fresh salt-scented breeze. You can go east and west. Go east, go west. Character and go west.
So I think I'm going to explore this area and then I will end this part here. The next part will cover exploring the castle. And then I think I'll call this a done deal. Essentially, as I said, there's a lot to be done with this game. And so I could sit here for hours and just play this and just walk around.
Carrot, go west.
Let's see.
The beach near Dahlgram.
Here we go.
You are standing on a sandy surface. The call of seabirds can be heard from nearly everywhere. Sandy dunes surround. You and in front of you, you see the salty sea lapping against the ground. You can go north, east and south. Go north, go east, go south. Character and go south. The Dahlgram beach. You are walking on the beach on a north-south path. Near you, the waves of the sea lap onto the ground. Seabirds are flapping and flying up as you get to close, gawking in disturbance. At the other side, the borders of the forest get closer. You can go north and south. Go north, go south. Character, it goes out. You are walking on a north-south path on the beach of Dahlgram. The sound of the sea, crashing on the sandy surface of the beach, sounds somewhat far away, but if you turn, you will be able to see the beautiful sight of the wondrous elemental pool, of which some people speak that the sea covers a large amount of the world. Hopefully you will discover the truth about this theory someday. A side path opens to the northeast, and leads under the canopy of the trees. You can go north and northeast. Go north, go northeast. Character and go northeast. The forest path. You are walking on a forest path which leads from the northeast to the southwest, or in the opposite direction, if you came from the opposite direction as well. The path hasn't put many leaves on it and the trees are scattered.
Okay, so this takes you back into the forest.
The path to the northeast leads back into the forest, but from the go northeast, the path to the northeast leads back into the forest, but from the path to the southwest, a salty smell drifts toward you. Go northeast, go south, character and go southwest.
Now I think somewhere in here you can also cut down trees and stuff like that, but I don't.
Carrot, go southwest.
I don't want to fight the enemies in here. Let's go back here.
You are carrot, go northeast. Go north. Character, go north. You find a precious pearl. You decide to quickly sell it in the general store for 20 gold before continuing your exploration. The beach near Dog. Your character goes out, go east.
Wait, do I have...
You have 23 gold pieces. Go north.
Oh, cool, I got some more gold.
You are standing at the northern point of the beach. High above you, you can spot the docks from Dahlgren. With your best attempts, you even can spot a fisherman. When you look down, you can see a filthy tramp sitting on the sandy ground, leaning to one of the pillars which support the docks high above. You can go south. Go south, talk to the tramp. Character, talk. You walk over to the tramp and ask if you could do something for him. He looks up at you pitifully. Food? He begs, his voice low and feeble. You regretfully inform him that you have no food to give him. Gold to buy food, he says hopefully, and before you can reply, he takes your hand and kneels in supplication. Please. 10 gold, maybe? Little gold 10. Yes, but enough gold. Enough for food. Hit the Y button to accept my quest, or to refuse it.
Sure, why not?
Thank you. Much thanks you. He kisses your hand repeatedly, until you gently withdraw it. I wait here. I sit here and wait. He says, then seeming to forget his latest declaration, he shuffles off towards a pillar halfway down the road and curls up at the foot of it to sleep.
So...
You are standing at your best attempts. Character information. You have 23 gold pieces.
Oh, wait.
Talk to the tramp. Go south. You are standing... Character in... Go south. Go east.
So I have to give him... Let me see here. What's the...
Please select the options category you want to adjust the music settings.
No, I don't want options.
The beach near Dahlgren. This is your inventory. Resources. Go back.
So this is... I guess I can tell you about the inventory screen.
Resources.
Here's resources.
This is your inventory of resources. Your inventory. Resources category. Water. You own one. Hit enter to examine. Go back. Water. Go back. Water. A wooden bucket filled with crystal clear. Fresh water. Water. Go back. All right.
All right, so...
This is your resources, tools. This is your tool inventory, your imp, fishing pole. Hit enter, adult-looking scythe. Go back, adult-looking scythe. This is adult, and yet trusty-looking scythe, used for cutting grain. This is your tool inventory. Fishing pole, go back, adult, go, returning to your inventory. Resort, go back, miscellaneous.
So that's basically how the inventory works.
Go back, the beach near, you are standing
you
on
You can
a
look at different things.
This is your inventory. Select a category. The beach near. Saving. Please wait. Your progress is now saved.
How do I look at my character?
Character goes up. Character.
Ah.
This is the. Your name is Grith. You're 25. You own 20. You have 20. You have the season. You have the following quest. You currently have the following random quest accepted. You have the following quest accepted. Bring 10 gold to the tram so he can eat with the requirement 10 gold.
I did.
View achieve. View your inventory. Configure options.
Okay,
the beach character information. You are standing. You can go east. Go south. Character and go north.
So if I go over here.
Character, talk to the tram. You slowly approach the tram, who looks up at you hungrily. I see you have 23 gold of the 10 gold I ask. The tramp smiles as you hand him the gold. Praise the gods, he exclaims. You are too kind, too kind. My friend, you are yes? Yes. I help my friend, I do. He struggles shakily to his feet and casts a spell. All of a sudden you feel a strange, relaxing sensation and...
Yes, and?
You received +3 maximal hit points, and you are healed to full health.
Oh, that's nice. So that's what happens if you help different characters. You get different perks.
You are standing at the character. Talk to the... Go south. You can go south. Go south.
All right.
Character information. You are standing...
So...
Go south. Go east. The beach entrance. Character, go west. Go east. The road continues. Character, go east. Character, go east. Character information. The woods. Go south. Go west. The woodsman's hut. Saving. Please wait. Your progress is now saved.
All right. I am going to end this part here, and we'll pick up again with part 2, where I'll go through the castle, take a look at what's there, maybe try to do some quests, and then call this a done deal.
Audacity.
So, until next time, you guys take care.